Welcome to Ambit Energy's Ambitious 50, presented by Ambitious Radio. Whether you are a new marketing consultant, national consultant, or someone considering the Ambit opportunity, if you are looking to be motivated, inspired, and uncover what it takes to get to the next level, listening will be well worth the investment of your time. We have weekly engaging conversations with some of today's most influential Ambit leaders as they discuss their successes, failures, tipping points, and other priceless information that you can go apply immediately to your business after listening. Now, here's your host, Doug Parker.
All right, welcome back to Ambit Energy's Ambitious 50. And guys, it's exciting times in Ambit land. When you are going to be listening to this episode, it will be after Ambition 10, which is the biggest event we have ever had. My name is Doug Parker, and for the first time, I am also able to say an executive consultant with Ambit Energy. But enough about me. We have some very special guests on the show today. Today, we have national consultants, Pure Energy Award winners, experts in the Spanish-speaking market, and folks that before this opportunity had never been part of a network marketing business, but have made it all the way to national consultant out of Staten Island, New York, Cesar and Sonia Buffoni. Guys, welcome to the show. How are you?
Fine. How are you doing? Congratulations for your promotion.
Yeah, congratulations for your promotion and wish you the best of luck in your executive tour.
Well, thank you guys so much, and I'm so appreciative that you've taken time out of your busy schedules to come on and do this recording with us, because it's really times like these that we want to just learn from others. And you guys have made it to national consultant, which is such the highest, the pinnacle of our business. And you know, there may be people listening to the show today that maybe aren't Ambit consultants, and that's great as well. And so it progresses through. You come in as a marketing consultant, then a regional consultant, then a senior, then an executive, and then national. So that is the very top of the top. And we want to talk about your experiences. So if you could share with us just a little bit about what life was like before Ambit Energy.
Okay, let me start myself. Well, before Ambit Energy, I have a regular job, regular company for many hours. One good friend showed me this opportunity. I remember Saturday night. I don't pay attention. I only signed up in this business because that's my good friend. And I say, you don't bother me anymore. And that's it. But I have a regular life. I work for one good company, my wife too. And before Ambi, I have no problem. Everything is fine. Everything can't complain. I have no millionaire man, but I'm very good. And what about you, Sonia?
Well, I used to work in Wall Street, and, I was making money, but the same thing. It was like, the money that I used to get used to go paying bills and everything, and I really didn't have the time. I was one of the persons that woke up pretty early. It took me almost an hour and a half, 2 hours to get to work. Then I get out at 5 and be home at 7. So I really didn't have the time, but I used to like my job. I can't say I never liked Wall Street, because I did. It was just a regular job, and I didn't want to do anything else. I didn't even want to look at a computer after I came home, because I was all day with computers.
You know, you talk about those types of things and that sacrifice, and you know, I heard a quote the other day that said that people that want to get stuff done find a way, and people that don't want to find a way find an excuse. And you know, the reality is, you were busy people. Life was not bad. It wasn't a terrible life. And you could have easily not taken advantage of this great opportunity and taken it to the max. Now, when you look at that, what was it that kind of was your why at that point? What made you, whenever life was pretty good and you're working a whole bunch, what was it that actually kind of pushed you over the edge? Sonia, were you bought in from the very beginning and wanted Cesar to jump in and do this?
No, I was the one that said, I don't want to be part of it. I didn't believe it, because I really thought that people who did this multi-level marketing were people who couldn't find a job or didn't have anything to do. And I didn't relate myself to that. I said, I have a good job. I don't want to waste time. And I was very reluctant. I said, no. And I told Cesar, I didn't even want to put my name in there. I do not want to be part of this program. But he was the one who took the decision and said, you know something, this is electricity and gas, and I don't know, let me try it, why not? So he was the one who really started it.
Very interesting. Now, Cesar, I was reading online a little bit of information about how you went to a friend's house and it seemed like maybe the wife was cooking something and you were more interested in that than the actual opportunity. But can you share a little bit about that time?
Yes. When my friend showed me this opportunity, showed me the video. And I don't pay attention about too much about the video. I pay attention about what did she do in my friend's wife, because she cooked very good, my friend, very good. I don't know how to cook. I se me quema el agua. But I love food. And I say, okay, my friend, after the video talking, I say, let me tell you something. What I have to do for eat now? She say now. I say, I do it for you. That's it. I'm hungry. That's it. Because I don't pay attention, but a few days later, he tell me about you have to sign costume because you want my money. He say, listen, my brother, some people do something in your life, some people do something different. This is not for me. But if you don't bother me anymore, I sign few people. And that's very easy for me. He wanted to teach me how to do. He said, don't teach me nothing. I find my customer and I get out of here. That's it. And that's piece of cake for me because I'm a supervisor in good company, and I said my co-workers tell me in January, hey, Tisa, hey, boss, I want my vacation. He said, make your request, bring me your electric bill, and I make your vacation. That's my friends. I found piece of cake ability. And when I do few, I receive money. But when I receive my first check, I say, it's true or not true, this check? Let me make a copy. Because I don't believe too much. And sometimes you receive too many checks for mail, and that's you have to pay in your bank because that's not true checks. When I receive my first check, I say, who is Chris Chamber? I don't know. Maybe that's something illegal. Let me make a copy of my check. But when I go to the bank, the check is good. I say, oh my God, the check is good for 100. When I make few 100 more, actually at least 400, they say, no, this business sounds too good for two. It's maybe something illegal. I don't want to do this business anymore. I have to go to the presentation. When I go, I call my friend. But my friend, he's very busy. The person teaches me about this business. But the wife tells me there's a presentation over here in the hotel. When I go to the hotel, I saw too many people from the police department. When my first time when I saw people from the police department, I say, oh my God, this means maybe something happened. Maybe that's illegal. Maybe looking for the people to this business forgot to the jail. And I don't want to go to inside the room because I saw everybody go inside the room, but nobody go out. I go inside. When I go inside and I check all the people from the police department do this business, I say, oh my God, thank God, that's not illegal. That's illegal, this business. That's when I saw my first presentation over here in Staten Island.
You know, that's very interesting that you bring that up because, you know, there are a lot of public servants out there, and whether they're teachers, whether they're, you know, police officers, EMS, you know, firefighters, those types of folks that, you know, what they put their lives on the line for and risk for the amount of money they get paid is not, you know, congruent. But with that being said, there are lots of people that have chosen to supplement their income with Ambit. And, you know, before you know it, they're making more money with the Ambit opportunity and then they are with their other jobs. And that happens in many, many careers. But you are right. And there are so many public servants that we see. And I could see it be a situation. You know, I don't know a whole lot about, you know, you maybe growing up and those kind of things. But I know that in some of the foreign countries I've gone to, you know, sometimes the police departments aren't quite the same as they are here in America and different things. And if you see a bunch of police somewhere, that could definitely be a concern, especially if it's a meeting you're going to. So very, very, very interesting dynamic there. Now, you know, you talked a little bit about your why you jumped in because, you know, when you first got in, it was like, hey, I'm just going to do my friend a favor and I'm going to go ahead and do it. But can you tell us about what your why is now? Because you're national consultants, you guys are very, very successful. But can you tell us why you keep doing it? Why are you, you know, day after day? I mean, this is when we're doing this recording, it's on a Saturday morning. You guys got up early to spend some time with me. You're not in my pay line, I'm not in your pay line, but you did it anyway. Why is it that you're giving back and continuing to do these things?
Okay, now it's different. Now I'm doing this business because I love this business. I love it what I'm doing. I like it. And I'm dependent for what I love, for what I'm doing. And I want to support and help more people for making something different in their life like me. When people tell me, Cesar, when you success, when you're doing something good, I say, when somebody in my organization doing better than myself. Same or better than myself. That's why I'm successful in any business. And that's what I'm doing now. Support, help my people to do something like I'm doing, national consultant and everything, five-star winner, everything. When some people in my organization doing like me, that's when I'm successful. And I love support and help people now. Because in the life you got money, you got too many things. But when you do something for change life for people, that's be different. It's my opinion. I don't know you, Sonia.
Well, I feel the same way. You know, now it's like, especially with me, at the beginning, I didn't want to know anything about it. And now I can tell you that I really fall in love with Ambit. And it gives me such a great satisfaction to know that I can help other people. Or when people thank me, they don't know that I am more grateful for helping them than they are grateful for me that I help them. Because the satisfaction that I receive is so enormous. And like Cesar said, for us or for me, it's not a job anymore because I enjoy it so much, helping others, making people change their life. Like people who not even used to make $400 a month, and people that are used to clean houses or anything, and now they make so much money, they are so grateful with me. But they don't know that I am so grateful for them because it's a great feeling to know you're doing something for somebody else and it stops being a job because you enjoy it so much.
You know, that's a great point. And Sonia, can you share just a little bit about your transition? Because I know you said originally that you were kind of against it. Like you didn't even want him to do it.
Okay, yes. And I told you, I didn't even want my name in there. How horrible, huh? You know something, I don't want to sound like ambitious, but, you know, when the money came and when the checks change, I change, you know? And it's not that I want to say no, but that's when I believe that what the company was saying, it was true. When they said that you do certain, you know, it was a huge impact for me. I used to receive, like, they used to come checks, and I used to see them because we have a joint account. So I'm the one that does the finances. So I used to see small checks, and I said, oh, pretty good restaurant, you know, the gasoline, little stuff. But one time they came a big check, and I was like, oh, my God. You know, I couldn't believe that it was a big check. And then my husband, I never went into the power center. And he says, wait till you see next check. And it was true. When the big check came, I did something that I spent the whole check. And I spent it on paying one bill that it was a credit card, and I paid it completely. That gave me such a big satisfaction that I wasn't even making that amount of money when I got paid every 2 weeks and he made it in 1 week. That was a whole big impact for me, knowing that I paid that credit card in one shot. That's when I got, you know, I said, oh my God, if this is happening without me being in the picture, what happens if I'm in the picture? That's when I really put more attention and start making, like, you know, okay, we're going to start making plans, doing this, doing that. That's when I really set goals because I believe in the company. I realized that what the company was offering, it was true. But, of course, you got to do your part. And that's when I really, that's what changed me, really, the money. And I don't want to say that I was only thinking of the money, but, hey, you know, you can do so many, not fall in love with the money, but the things that you can do with the money is helping people, you know, not worry about the bills. And that's what I was doing. And that's when I started telling people, look, this is the way I pay my stuff. And that's how I actually get so many people into the business, telling them a little bit about my story.
You know, that's great information, and that'll be a great transition as we kind of continue here in just a moment. But I do want to just share, you know, there's a lot of times where somebody starts something and the spouse is not bought in on it yet. And, you know, we really need our significant others or spouses to be bought in on it, because at the end of the day, they're the ones that, you know, that's what it's really all about. Those are the people that you're there with, you know, through thick and thin. But sometimes it's tough. And just to kind of tie a little bow on what you were saying there, Sonia, it's not that the money, you know, that was the thing that you were shooting for. But what it is, it's kind of a marker, and it makes it real. And Zig Ziglar used to say that people don't change their mind; they make new decisions with new information. And at some point, you thought maybe it wasn't the real deal. But you started seeing money coming in, and then you realized, you know what, hey, maybe this is real. And then you saw it consistently coming in and more, and it made it where it was real for you, so you were able to make a new decision because you saw how real it was. And, you know, that just, it's a situation that whenever you come into this business or any other and you do what you're supposed to do and it works like it's supposed to work, it builds confidence. And Brian McClure, our top income earner, you know, will say all the time that action will take you out of doubt, and doubt will take you out of action. And when paychecks start hitting, that takes you out of doubt as well. I promise you that. When you start getting them over and over again, and so that's great stuff. Now, you say that you share with the folks that you're talking to about the business, you know, kind of your story. But can you guys shed a little light on, you know, when you meet someone and you give them kind of that initial 15 to 20 second introduction or a little elevator pitch, what is it that you tell people when you're first talking to them about the business opportunity or just getting to know them?
Well, I'm going to tell you my part, what I do, but then that's when Cesar is going to tell in Spanish what he does, you know? We work together, but at the same time, we work differently, you know? I have the great opportunity of traveling every single month to Colombia to see my parents, you know? And this is a blessing that, believe me, even if I was in the best job and be the best employee, they would not give me the time to go to see them. And I go to see them every month for a week. And every time I'm in the plane, not all the time because it depends who sits near me, but when people tell me, what do? I said, I come to visit my parents. I go, and then they ask me, what do you do? I mean, what kind of job do you have that gives you that, first of all, the money and the time? And that's when I tell them, if you want to know a little bit about it, give me a call. I'll sit with you and I explain to you. And this has worked for me this year wonders. I mean, it's unbelievable how many people I have put into my business this year just by saying that. They ask me, what do? And I tell them I fly to Colombia, or I fly every time to see my parents. And then every time I'm in that plane sitting with that person, they tell me, what do you do? I want to do what you're doing. Or if I go to a dinner party, or, hey, I haven't seen you for a while. Where were you? Oh, I was in Colombia. Yeah, but you said you were in Colombia last month. Well, I go every month. What do you do? And that's kind of been my pitch for me, because that's what I do exactly. I fly every month to Colombia. Now, my husband does it a different way. Listen, you can say it in Spanish.
No, but you understand me in my English, though, because my daughter tell me that. The only person I can understand you English, that I said, tell me why you didn't make the school, you got your English class. He said, why? Because I don't want to go to the school. You don't understand something in English, tell me. Okay, I'm doing different things, but the last few months, thank God, I'm very lucky because I had number one income and one presentation over here for Spanish people, Brian McClure. That was in July 31. And after this training, changed my speech for 50 seconds. Because now, when I spoke to somebody, people tell me what I have to do for life. I teach people. I am a business, the education, and I teach people how to make $75 per hour. They go, what the hell? Mm-hmm. What are you doing, $75 per hour? Yes. Tell me. Say, no. I'm very busy now. You want it? Give me your phone number, and I call you. I'm very busy, and I call you maybe tomorrow or in a few days. That's what I'm doing now. Something simple. Because something simple is better. That's not too much complicated. People talking about all you time in your mind about money, how much make for hour? $20, $30, especially Spanish people. $20, $25, $30. When you tell about in Spanish market, in my opinion, $75, believe me. Everybody give me the name and the phone number right away. And when I call, it's on time and in the meeting. Stay over there and listen and spread the business. That's my speech. Now, after the training received with Brian McClure in July 31 over here in Tomball, Connecticut.
You know, that's great information, and there is a shift in the business with the enrollment. You know, so many of us, when we got into the business, it was almost $500 to get started, like, you know, $429 plus the website, so about $460 or $70. And at the beginning of 2016, there was an announcement that they were going to do the $75 enrollment for the entire year with the website, so it's right at $100. And as you mentioned, with that shift, there's the ability for people to come in and get two or three customers and in just a matter of an hour or so and make, you know, $50, $75, $100 an hour. There really are some great opportunities there.
En español es mucho más sencillo. Le digo a la gente, cada vez que tengo la oportunidad de conocer a alguien, sobre todo gente de negocios, siempre trato de decirle a la gente lo que la gente quiere escuchar, no lo que yo le quiero decir. Cada vez que tengo la oportunidad de hablar con alguien, trato de decirle, lo que yo hago siempre es una venta, y yo le vendo a la mente, no a la gente. Le digo a la gente lo que la gente quiere escuchar, y en ese proceso les digo la oportunidad que hay de ganar $75 por hora o más en un proyecto que estoy desarrollando. Uno tiene que tener siempre lo que yo llamo un PUB, una propuesta única de venta, porque aunque la gente no lo entienda, nosotros estamos en un negocio de gente, de ayudar a gente, y en este negocio de gente lo que hacemos es vender una oportunidad de pagar menos en tu bill de electricidad o una oportunidad de ganar dinero con este negocio. Y esto, cada vez que tú hagas una buena venta, vas a tener un buen cliente y un buen consultor. Todo en la vida es una venta, hasta cuando te casas, es una venta. Pero para que esta parte la escuchen un poquito en inglés, Sonia les va a decir un poquito en resumen lo que yo hago. Cuéntame.
Well, what my husband said was that you always, you know, he tries to sell to the mind, not to the people, and always letting them know. He tries to find out what the people are looking for. When they say, oh, yeah, I want a new house, I want a car, no, he wants to go more deep inside and find out what exactly is the person wanted. And then he tries to tell them that by doing this business, you can easily get it. You know, of course, easily means if you do the work that you have to do, but it's obtainable. And that's how he tells people, look, he tries to find out what do you want, and then he tells about it, how to get it with this.
You know, that makes a lot of sense. You know, you mentioned goals a little bit earlier, Sonia, and how you map stuff out. And it's, you know, if you don't have a plan to get where you're going, you will likely wind up somewhere else. And so it's good to have a plan and map that out and help people, because of so many people, they just don't know. They're used to that linear hourly income, and they're going to go work 40 hours and get paid how many ever dollars, and then they got to try to make that money, you know, last until the end of the week or the end of the month. And it can be frustrating if they don't have any other way of working, you know, any more hours or whatever the case is. Now, when you talked about doing the work, that's what has to happen. If you got to, you're going to have to work the plan. But can you guys share with us your personal habit that has really contributed to your success?
I said, when somebody signs in, I really let them know that there's a commitment, you know, like we just don't sign people to sign people. We let them know it's a commitment, you know. Okay, what does that commitment mean? The commitment means that you're going to go to at least one presentation, but it would be better if you go two or three. We make plans with them, you know. Okay, this is what do you want? How much money do you want to make in your first week? Okay. We sit with them, we tell them to gather the people, we make the calls with them. We teach them how to sign consultants. We teach them how to sign their own customers. There's some little things that we do with them, and we tell them, if you don't, you know, this is what's going to happen. We're going to call you, but if you don't want to, if you're not going to answer our calls, if you're not going to go to the meeting, don't say Amber didn't work. Don't say it didn't work. You're the one that's not working. But if you want to, if this is a commitment, if you really want to do it, then you're accepting our terms. And we're not being like mean. We're just telling them, there's some things you have to do if you really want to make it happen, you know? Don't just, because at the beginning when we started this business, we used to talk too much. We used to say the wrong thing. And people did not used to, you know, after they became a consultant, they would not pick up the phone. They wouldn't tell us they were going to go. They never went, you know. So we try to do a different approach. Before we sign them, we tell them, you know, this is what you're going to do. Are you willing to do this? And if you feel at one point this is not what you want, I prefer that you get on the phone and tell us, look, Sonia and Cesar, don't bother me anymore. I don't want to do it. And then it has worked pretty good with us, you know. This plan has given us, you know, great answers to whatever we are looking for. But we always emphasize that we tell them, if you don't make money, we don't make money. So let's do your first check. So we do a couple of things in order to be successful. It doesn't always work with everybody, but it has given you a good turnaround.
And sometimes that people tell me, sister, you do a presentation. I say, I never do presentation. Never in my life. Say, no, serious. You do a presentation? No, I don't do presentation. I do an interview. No presentations. Interview. And after the interview, I tell you, you qualify for customer, for consultant, or for both after the interview.
I love that. So do an interview, not a presentation. And you're really spending time with them and seeing, are they a fit for a customer? Are they a fit for a consultant? A fit for both or a fit for neither? Because there's some people, and for those of you that are not necessarily business people, and I challenged some folks the other day in one of our trainings here in Dallas. I asked everyone to raise their hand if they were a business owner. And, you know, maybe 20% of the room raised their hand. And I was like, well, I would like to challenge you to say that if you have a C number, which again, for those that are listening that are consultants know what that is, but if you're not, AMBIT assigns you a consultant number or a C number. So I said, if you have a C number, then you are a business owner. There's no question about it. But, you know, you have to think through things like a business owner. And there are sometimes people that you are better off not having be part of your organization. And that's sad to say, but during that interview process, I'm sure, Cesar, you have had some people that you realize that you don't want them on your team, whether it's integrity or whether it's negativity or something else, and it's better off to never have them on your team than to get them in there and then be, you know, corrupting what you got going on. So I love that interview process. I've not heard it explained that way before, but that is great, great information.
Yeah, when I'm done my interview, I interview my reference, the guest, and say, okay, when the information you received, you said today, how did you say it? How do you see yourself? A customer, consultant, or customer and consultant? And everybody take the decision right away, because this is a business. This is a no fan club. This is a business. That's a decision. After the interview, that's a decision. Customer, consultant, or customer and consultant? Mm-hmm. Simple.
Very straightforward, very straightforward. Now, let's talk about this for just a moment. So let's just say that it's not in that interview process in a large setting or the business presentation, but maybe it is one-on-one. If you have someone that, in your mind, when you've interviewed them, you think they would be a good fit for potentially being a consultant, and for whatever reason they've got an objection, what is the number one objection that you run into, and then how is it that you transition through that?
People tell me sometimes two things. I don't have time, and that's not for me. And every time tell me, I don't have time, and that's not for me, say, I agree with you. I agree with you. Always say, I agree with you. And I say, you know why? Because a long time ago, I don't have time. I work too many hours, too many days, so I have time for my job, for my family, for my job, for my chores, and I don't have time for do this thing. I agree with you. But no matter what, you have 1 hour a day. What's going on? I tell people, what's going on? You want 1 hour a day, free, for 6 days. And after 1 year, give you extra money, rest of your life, 3,000, 4,000, 7,000, 8,000, whatever you want. You want to work this hour every day? You find the time for 1 hour a day? if after 1 year you receive this money, say, of course. Oh, so it's different. Now you have time. Sometimes people tell me, that's not for me. I say, okay, I understand. I agree with you. That's not for me too when somebody showed me this business. But what's going on, if that's not for you, in 1 year, $5,000 a month, or $6,000, or $4,000, is good for you? Of course it's good for you. Okay, I want to show you how. I agree with people when somebody tell me, that's not for me. Say, I agree with you. Because I'm in the same position 8 years ago. Actually, after this, and when people is, because people never saw before, I tell you, I don't know so many times in English, the, what they say, los desconocidos son amigos que aún no he conocido.
Well, what he's trying to say is that people that you don't know are the ones that are going to be your friends later, which that's the case in Amity. The people that we used to know, our best friends, never came as our customers or our consultants. After we became successful, they came looking for us.
And that's why I explain people, after signing for a consultant, I tell my history. We say, that's my first network marketing. In my first 2 years, I made too many mistakes. I make it wrong because I never do something before. And I tell them my history for each consultant. But when I find some people, I explain the objection and I say, I know how you feel. Because no matter what, these people talking about network marketing with something, I don't know, something illegal like me. Say, I know how you feel, but believe me, what's going on, and I show you how you make $4,000 or $5,000 in 1 year. No more the $8,000 or $9,000. I'm not talking about millions and millions of dollars, no. $3,000, $4,000, $5,000, because you know what? For the Spanish market, I don't know, for everybody, $4,000, $3,000, $7,000 change your life. At least $1,000 every month change the life for many, many people in this country or in any country.
You know, that's a great point that you guys are bringing up, because the life-changing opportunities that we have, so many times people are thinking of, you know, millionaires and all these different, you know, Brian McClure's made $30 million and, you know, and they sometimes those numbers are so big that people in their mind, they can't even wrap their head around ever doing anything like that, and it takes them out of the game as opposed to a realistic number like you're talking about, that $3,000 or $4,000 or $5,000 a year for some people could really change their life.
Yeah, that's true. It has happened a lot. So when we used to have big numbers, but when we tell them, look, this is how much you can make a month extra. Mm-hmm. And then they're more reliable to change or to look at the opportunity that we tell them. That we don't talk so much about $40,000, $80,000. No, we talked about $4,000, $5,000.
Yeah, that's
even like Caesar said, it's $1,000. Sometimes people are losing their house because they don't have $1,000 extra. So we tell them, that, then they're like, okay, that's not bad. I'll do that. They believe more. But when you talk so big, some people don't, especially the Spanish people. Some people they don't think they're gonna make that much money. They don't believe in themselves yet.
Well, that's a great point to bring up, because I think that so many people, and that's maybe one of the problems with the MLM or the network marketing, is there's so much flash with some companies and different things that it scares people off, because people by nature, they can understand stuff and they can read stuff, and they know that not everybody's going to go out there and be a multimillionaire, but I think that's good information to share, is that, you know, just be realistic with people, see what their situation is, and you know, when you're going through that interview process, try to help them wrap their head around what their needs are, not necessarily that they can go out and buy an airplane if they make millions of dollars, you know, whatever their situation is right now. Now, with customers, and you guys are in the New York market, so it's a little bit different there. Every market's a little different. Can you share with us what the market is like when you're dealing with customers and you're, you know, they're making a transition from their current incumbent provider potentially to Ambit, and they might be a little fearful of that transition, or what kind of objections do they talk about there?
Well, every time I ask for a bill, I try to, you know, sometimes when you ask just for the bill, if it's a woman, oh, my husband takes the decision. And if it's a man, oh, my wife takes the decision. You know, that happens to be the case a lot here. What I always try to do is, I said, I got a lot of bills from my daughters, you know, the mothers. I always tell them, you know, can I have a cup of coffee or whatever. And I talk to both of them. Sometimes the mommy just gives me the bill alone. But I always tell, I never, especially in New York, because New York, you can only guarantee a 1%. And people don't get crazy about 1%. So here in New York, I never mention the 1%. I always tell them, you're going to save. You're going to pay less than when you pay with ComEd and National Grid. So they asked me, how much? And I said, how much are you paying now? They never know. I just tell them, I can guarantee you're going to pay less. How much less? I don't know. It's always pay less. And if they charge you more, just let me know. I can guarantee you that in a year, if ComEd asks you for more money, then they're going to give you back when they charge you more plus the percentage we are guaranteeing you. That's when I say 1%. But when I'm offering the service to somebody to switch their bill, I never tell them, you know, give me your bill, you know, change it. No, I never use the word change because people don't like it. I always say try the service. Try it. If you don't like it, you can always go back. You don't have to sign a contract. You don't have to. There is no, if you decide you don't want to be with them, they're not going to charge you any extra money. We guarantee you the savings. You are helping somebody, and you can always get your energy for free. But when it's somebody new on the coal market, it's easier sometimes for me than when I know somebody, because sometimes they like, unless they give it to me right away, no. But when I see somebody on the outside, I have more credibility, you know, with people that I don't know that well. Right on the spot, I tell them they can say no. You know, you don't have to sign no contracts. Remember, you don't like it, you can always change. And if they tell me, well, my husband takes the decision, and I tell them, can you put your husband on the phone and I can explain to him? And sometimes he has worked for me, you know, but many people have different ways of saying it. I never try to mention the 1% because people don't like it, the 1%. In other states, you can offer much more. But here, it's a little different.
But now it's in New York, New Jersey, Massachusetts, Maine, Pennsylvania, Delaware, Washington, D.C. Every company does a little different. That's why I say all my consultants, when you talk to somebody about customer, you have to have something I say, PUV. I don't know how to say it in English, propuesta única de venta. I explain why is the reason. Customer for Ambi is better than you in incumbent. For example, New Jersey. The company is PSCNG, high company, terrible company. Why? Because this company always says in the bill, you pay more money with Ambi Energy than my regular company. Always, over here in New Jersey. But I explained the customer that information is wrong. I want to show you the same month, same bill for this company, and don't put in their bill, your generation, your transmission, everything. I teach people in my different company in the States how to work each company, because each company is different. For example, over here is 1%, 3%. For example, Connecticut is 18%, 20%. Each company does different. I have to teach people what I have to say when I tell people never see before. What is the advantage? Try the service with Ambi because it's very different. You tell a customer New Jersey and a customer in Connecticut or customer in New York. That's a professional business. You know the information, what it has to say. Each customer, what is the advantage with Ambi? Because what's going on? Everybody knows what's going on outside. And I say, no, I do this one before and my bill is very high. It's not true. I mean, excuse. You have to prove this is the right company for the right choice, but each market and each company does a little different. You have to all the information, do the information right for your customer. When you do the right information, there's no choice for the customer. You have to say, what is the best choice? Why we switch with Ambi is better choice for you. But I can explain for each company, PSCNG, Connecticut Light Power, National Grid, every company is different. I don't know, in Texas, he said, not met many companies, but in the Northeast, it's very different companies. By my opinion, now, the best market in the Northeast is New York. New York is brand new state. Why? Because it's warranty, 1%, and that's renew.
Automatic
renew. See? For this is New York brand new state.
Very good. Very, very good information. And you went over a whole lot there with the different markets and the different states, and it's good to know that because you guys are in the Northeast area, and of course in New York and all the other states, and the reality is that there's a lot of opportunity, and you've got to know how those things work, and that's why we do this show, is to try to educate people on the great things that are going on and the different opportunities, but also some of the tough and trying times. And so a couple of things want to hit on real quick is, you know, we've talked about some of the good stuff, and we're going to get into even a little bit more of that here in just a couple minutes. But can you guys share with us a tough time that you went through? I mean, when you first got into the business, neither one were really 100% sold on it. But can you talk a little bit about maybe a tough situation you've gone through over the past few years, something that might have derailed your career with Ambit, and then how did you persevere through that?
Oh my God, that's a good question, because I want to explain a little bit short. And a few years ago, my business is sprung over here in the Northeast, but something happened. The naysayers, the vortex polar, I don't know if people heard about this. It's a specific situation over here and for the Northeast, and too many people don't understand what's going on. Too many people in this moment, too many customers out, too many consultants out, people complain too much about Ambi. But you know what? I understand in the business something is up, something is down, something is up. Something happened because people tell me, I want a business, I don't want to have problems. You say, I have the solution. If you don't want the problems in your life, I have the solution. What is the solution? You have to die. The problem is always coming. Forget about the problem. You need, how do I explain, inteligencia para saber manejar los problemas, Sonia?
Yeah, you got to be wise in order to confront all the problems that are coming.
Because the problem is always there, always. Sometimes bigger, sometimes small, but it's always there. And this situation over here in the Northeast is very, very, very hard. But when does this situation happen, it's more strong for the future.
Well, I remember, I think it was Cesar trying to say that it was a hard, we did very, very good in Jersey, but when the polar vortex happened, we lost so many customers. But I remember that we went to a meeting here in Jersey, and Chris and Jerry were there, and they explained, you know, every company has its ups and downs, but if you're strong enough and you're there, you know, you just got to keep on going. No matter what company you are, no matter what things happen in your life, nothing is perfect. But you just got to go on and believe in the company that you're in. And I can guarantee you it's going to be better. And it did, you know. A lot of our consultants left the business. A lot of people stopped doing it. But we never stopped believing. We knew that we were in the best company, and we knew things happened. You know, it just happened. There's no control of it because it's Mother Nature, you know. And we knew it was just a matter of time, and we just have to keep on pushing and pushing. And that's when we really dig into the bills and started educating people why things happened, that it was not Ambit. It was just something that Mother Nature had, and nobody can tell what's going to happen. But what we try to do, that teaches to be stronger in the sense that it teaches how to dig into more the bills and educate more ourselves so we can educate our customers.
You know, that's the thing. We talked about this business owner mentality a little bit earlier in the show. And if you are in this business, then you are a business owner, and you have to think like one. And there are going to be great opportunities and things that you couldn't imagine that have been dropped in your lap in a great way. And sometimes there's going to be things that you can't imagine that are going to get dropped in your lap, and they're not going to be good. And you have to persevere through that. It's like I said, it's not always rainbow and butterflies. You know, it's sometimes there are real serious issues, and you have to conduct yourself in a way to persevere through those things. And so you know, that polar vortex, that has been a very common occurrence when I've asked people on this program, what's one of the worst times? And that was like a once in 100-year event or whatever that occurred a few years back. And it was really difficult. And it called out a lot of the folks that really weren't in the game. It actually almost took some of our unbelievable leaders out of the game because it was so significant, but really it's one of those deals where things like that happen from time to time. So it's great that you guys persevered through it. You made it through it. You just kept your head down, kept putting more people in, kept doing what you do. And you know, I, when it comes to a tipping point in the career, so both of you started out in the business. You know, Cesar just came in and because he wanted some of that good cooking. And then as you started seeing the money coming in, Sonia, you said, okay, I can wrap my head around this deal. But when was really the tipping point for you guys when you said, you know what, we are full-blown believers in Ambit Energy. We think that this can provide for our family in a significant way, and we're all in. When did that occur? What was that dynamic like, and what was the tipping point for your career with Ambit?
Yo fue lo que te hizo. ¿Qué fue lo que te hizo a ti? Que tú dijiste, esto lo hago porque lo hago. Y te decía, o sea, ¿qué fue lo que te dio contra la pared? ¿Te acuerdas? Que tú tomaste la decisión de, esto es lo que voy a hacer.
Oh, okay. No, Sonia, tell me in Spanish. Explain your question. Okay, my tipping point. You know, when for myself, when this is my first network marketing, and when I start this business, and in the middle of time, too many people tell me, this is not true, this is not real, this is that's not for you, this is not a good job, don't really a company. All the people tell me, no, 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 no. That's my strong for sales. Yes, I want to do it. I want to prove I can do this. All the people, when I started this business, too many people tell me, too many, many people. And always when somebody tell me, no, 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 it's a strong for me to say, do it, do it, do it. Because first, that's not the money. That's a proof myself. I can do it. I can do it. It's true. That's energy. That's energy. And when I start, I don't think too much about money. I'm thinking about, I can do this one. Because I want to prove the people, people don't have the right thing. I have the right thing. I have the power. Know the people. Know the people have the power in myself. I have the power. If I can do it the right, I follow the instruction. I'm doing the right thing. I can make it. I can make it. I can make it. I can do it. I can do it. I can do it. And when people say me too, that's my strong. But now in my business, that for me, for my team, I say everybody has to tell something, the truth. I everybody say the truth. Say, nobody can make a national consultant. Not for everybody. Not 100% go to national. Not 100% go to VC. Not 100% go to VC. But anybody in this business can make at least $1,000. But everybody has to move at least a RC. Everybody has to move at least a RC. And I guarantee if everybody moves to RC, you can make at least in 1 year at least $1,000 or $2,000 because I have to tell the truth to the people. Nobody can make $1,000,000, only a few people, but anybody can make at least $1,000, $4,000, $5,000 in the business. I don't know if that's the answer, or Sonia.
I don't know if I'm my tipping point, but one thing that I realized that this was for me. It was when I realized that, you know, when you're in a company, and I used to work for Wall Street, like I said, and if you wanted to get ahead of somebody, you know, if you wanted to be like a manager, then you would always have to leave people behind. It's like stepping on people. But here was like so different that I was saying, oh my God, this is me. I can relate to this. That it was by helping people, but by really helping people, I was helping myself without thinking about it. When I... it made me happy to know that I was helping somebody to get to an executive, and that pulled us to be a national. That was like, it was when I said, this is me. This is what I want to do for the rest of my life. This is what I want to do, help people. And by helping them, I know that I'm getting what I want.
You know, that makes a huge difference. And, you know, so many of us, when we're working in the day-to-day grind of whatever our jobs are, you know, if you're not a manager, you have some limited options as to how much you can help people, because you've got your individual production you've got to be worried about in the normal 40-hour week type jobs. And the really cool thing about this business is that you can really help people, and the more you help them, the more successful they are, the more successful you are, and the more money everybody makes. And it's not like you have to sacrifice your personal income.
No, exactly.
You're investing in them, but it pays you even more to help them. So it really is a great dynamic that we have here. Now, you know, we're getting kind of nearing kind of the end of the show, so I'm gonna probably speed up some of my questions, but your answers can take as much time as you guys would like, because I want to be respectful of your time. But let's talk about maybe some memories that have been created from Ambit Energy. You guys have been part of the business for, I think, 8 years. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
8 years, okay. And during that time, can you talk about some memories that have been created just because of the Ambit opportunity?
Oh, I have too many memories. But I remember my first five-star five-star trip in Miami, in the hotel, which the first night I make it the line for the food, something, make it the line for something over there. And somebody's behind me and tell me, your name is Cesar? I said, yes, I'm Cesar. My name is Cesar Bafoni. I'm sorry, my name is John Burke. And I heard too many good things about you. Can I say with my wife and your wife sit down tonight talking a little more? And I have no idea who is John Burke. And I have a great night. You remember something?
Yeah, he made us feel special. You know, they made us feel special. And another thing that really hit me, and I was not expecting it. I was just sitting in an audience when they said the Pure Energy Award. I wasn't expecting it. I was just sitting there when he said something about Colombia and the food. Oh, my God, I knew it was that. I was so nervous. But when you go up there and you know that those leaders, the people that you admire, are admiring you, it's a great, great feeling. Memories also that I have from Ambit Energy is the beautiful people I have met there. I never thought I was going to meet so many nice people and become their friends and family. That's really a big plus for me.
Yes, and too many memories, especially in the in Ambition and Cybercast and Five Star Tree. That's too many memories with too many people. It's amazing people, because this is a people, that's not the energy business, that's the people business. People business. When people tell me, Cesar, how many people you have in your organization? How many? No, don't tell me how many people have my organization. When you're talking about the businesses, how many people follow you? How many people go to your training? How many people pay attention? Because that's a people business, in my personal opinion.
Yeah, it really is. And, you know, it's funny. I see this all the time. Every Tuesday we have a meeting in the local area I'm in here, just north of Dallas. And then every Thursday we have a meeting that's actually in Dallas. And it doesn't matter what market I go into or who comes to our meetings that are from another market. It starts out as a business opportunity and to make some money. That's why people do it. And it transitions into a relationship business where you've got people that, even if you're not on their quote unquote team or in their pay line or whatever the case is, you have these relationships where you genuinely and authentically you know, get to know and love these people and want to be there to help them. And sometimes you get paid on the stuff because they're in your deal, in your pay line, and many times that's not the case. And that's a very unique thing about this business. And like you guys that had not been part of network marketing before Ambit, neither had I. There was never another business that I had done that with network marketing. And but as I've kind of just been around others that have been in other businesses, it's so unique that we can talk to each other, and you're willing to come on and do like this radio show to help other people in the business, even though they may or may not even be on your team. And in a lot of other MLMs, if you talk to someone that is not in your upline or downline, it's like against the rules to reach out to them because they think you're cross-selling or cross-doing something or whatever. And we encourage that in Ambit. We encourage that cross-pollination and all learning from one another.
Absolutely.
So last couple questions, you know, we've got here. You know, when you have folks that come onto your team, or maybe they've been on your team for a while, are there certain things that you recommend that they do? And I know you said that you guys help make calls with them and you help them get their customers and you show them how to do stuff procedurally within Ambit. But are there any books or are there any videos or anything that you really like to recommend to folks to help them prepare for this industry?
Well, we love the Gold Rush. We really do. And we recommend, you know, it's very precise. And I for me, that's a wonderful tool. So I always tell them that there is many tools and you got to identify yourself with who do you identify. Some people like to use Gold Rush. Some people like the company. Some people like different things. But we always tell them that the best thing to do to be successful, we got to educate ourselves. By reading books, by watching videos, by, like you say, you know, you're driving. Being a driver becomes like your school because you're always listening to people. I love Jim Rohn. I think he's wonderful, and I like the way he explains it, very simple. So we always, and, you know, how to win friends and influence people, we always tell them, read that book. Because this is all about people. You know, you really, this is a people business. And if you don't know how to relate to people, you're not going to go so far, you know? So we always tell them that, you know, there are many ways to go, to do something. This, what I could tell you on a personal basis is that this company made me a different person. See, I never, after I graduated from college and went to work, I never read books again. It's horrible. I never did. But when I started this business, I started reading books again of personal development. And it has helped me so much, you know, to grow, to know the difference, how to relate to other people. So I always tell them, we recommend them to read books. If you don't want to read it, then you can just listen to it. Or we tell them, you know, like I said before, we tell them go see Hot System, the Gold Rush. There's many, many ways you can do it. It's just each person is different. And I tell them, look at them and see how you relate yourself. And that's, you know, that's the way, that's what we tell them.
Yeah, well, and I'm glad you brought up the Gold Rush. Congratulations on the new videos that have just recently come out. They are superb, and I personally do subscribe to that as well, and not that that Sean Cornett is in, you know, paying me to endorse him or anything, but it is a good video program. It's got great information on it, and energygoldrush.com, and there's a way that you can sign up and get those videos. But it's a very clear, concise, and they've got a couple different languages, and it's just great information. It's just a little different format, and I think what you guys said, there's not necessarily any just one right way to do something. You just have to find the way that works for you and be consistent with it. And so that's great information. And the How to Win Friends and Influence People, the Dale Carnegie book, that comes up almost on every show that I do, regardless of whether it's the Ambit show that I do here or the traditional Ambitious Radio that I do here in the Dallas market on the regular radio. That is one of the best books out there. No matter whether you're in business or not, it just helps you understand how to start with the end in mind, think with other people's, you know, from their perspective, and it really helps you just to be a better person and how to interact with people. So, you know, when it comes to reading, you mentioned that you didn't really read a lot after school, and many people don't. Personally, I don't love to read, but I do like to listen to stuff, And we've got a special deal for our Ambit listeners, and they can go to Ambitious Radio. And if you haven't taken advantage of it already, audible.com, there's a banner at the bottom. You can click on it and get two free books just for clicking on the banner. So if you prefer to listen to stuff, you can do that at no charge for a couple books to give it a trial. So that's great stuff. And, you know, just as we kind of wrap up the show here, if you guys would share with us what it is that you do to recharge, because I know y'all are very exciting, ambitious individuals. I know that, you know, you say you get to travel once a month down to Colombia, and, you know, that's great to be able to spend time with your parents, but I know that you know, it taxes people, you know, doing the travel a lot. But can you tell us what you guys do to recharge and kind of what an average day looks like for you?
How do we recharge? Well, you know, we always like to invite different people to our meeting, you know. And because sometimes I tell people, oh, Sonia, how come you have training every month? I said, we know something. There's going to be one day, one person that's going to say something that's going to click. So you always go. That's how it recharges, because you receive different information from different people. That, you know, our last time was when we bought Ryan McClure. That was a huge hit for us, because he's number one income earner. He just has nothing to do with our line. He doesn't make a penny out of us. And he was such a humble person. And when he came and he gave his story, a lot of people were happy. And I told him, you see why it's important to go to every event you can go, even if it's ours or somebody else, because there's going to say some little things that one person is going to talk and it's going to click on you. And it happened to me. I remember I used to go to so many meetings, and I was the person that I would never get up on stage. That's not me. I'm never going to do a presentation. But then one day I went to a meeting in Connecticut, and King Mason made a presentation. And that day I said, oh my God, I can do it. He made it so simple, and that's how he recharged me. And I always tell people, you never know who's going to go, and that person is going to give you that little thing you're looking for. And that's how I recharge myself. Like, next time I'm planning to bring Sean Cornett, because everybody has their, you always learn from different people, and that's how we recharge ourselves, especially me.
Yeah, absolutely. And now, just from a pure relaxation standpoint, let's talk about that. You know, what type of rest, what type of rhythm are you guys in? Do you have standard times that you try to go to sleep and get up? What does an average day look like for you, just on a personal level?
On a personal level, it really changed for us completely, because our last daughter, we just left last week our last daughter in college. So now we don't have to think about soccer games, take her there, take her to school. You know, it's this morning we were saying, oh my God, it really changed our life. It did, you know. I used to wake up every day at 5:30 a.m. because I had to, because of my daughter. I had to drop her in school. And now it's like on the weekday, I still get up early, because I've been so used to it, you know. Three daughters and they're gone, and you know, it's different now. Now we really manage our time. Like, we get up when we don't have to sleep anymore. We just get up. It's going to be like at 8 a.m, and then I go to the gym. I do breakfast, and then, you know, we do whatever we have to do. But that our really goal is at night, before we go to sleep, we put on paper, what are we going to do next day, okay? Last night, we usually go to bed like 12 or sometimes 1, because we feel like this is our time to plan our week. Okay, what are you doing tomorrow? All of a sudden, you're speaking there, you do a presentation there, I'm going to go here, I'm going to go this. We usually know the night, you know, when we get up, we already know what we're going to do. Like right now, after this conversation, Cesar has to go to Queens to do a couple of things, and then go into Austin and New York. So it's different, but we already planned out. I cannot tell you exactly what we do every day, because we do have meetings. Like, we have 3 to 4 meetings every week. And we didn't stop. You know, I know many people didn't stop. We didn't stop. My last presentation is going to be on Monday. And I always tell people, I don't feel it as a job. I love it. I like it. I enjoy it. So it doesn't make me feel like I'm working. But, yeah, it's more relaxing now because my daughter left. So we have more of our time to spend. I don't know if it's spent together or what. It's just different.
That's the momentum, that's the time for make money and take advantage for the 10th Ambit anniversary. That's the perfect moment for time and for everything.
You know, I couldn't have said it, you know, better myself there, guys. It has been an absolute pleasure having you on the program, and you've given tons of golden nuggets of information, and I can tell why you guys are national consultants, because you care so much about people and you invest in people and you help them accomplish their goals, and you break it down into bite-sized pieces that they can chew, they can wrap their head around the business. And so I just want to tell you thanks so much for coming on the show. I really do appreciate you carving out the time.
No, thank you for inviting us. Thank you very much. And again, congratulations on your executive, and we'll see you hopefully next week in Ambition. Thank you so much for your program and for thinking about it.
Well, you are very welcome, and I will absolutely make it a point to find you guys and give you a handshake or a hug and you know, catch up with you just a little bit. I know it's going to be a busy time, but with that being said, guys, if you like what you're hearing here on the Ambitious Radio Network, you can text the word AMBIT, A-M-B-I-T, to 69922. Each week, we do a new release on Sunday afternoon, and so if you want to be texted to know who is on the show this week, you can send that out, and we'll let you know. Text 69922, the word AMBIT, to that number, and we'll get you going. And guys, remember, you can make money or you can make excuses, but you cannot make both, so go out there and be ambitious.
You've been listening to Ambit Energy's Ambitious 50, presented by the Ambitious Radio Network and hosted by serial entrepreneur Doug Parker. Join us weekly as we have engaging conversations with Ambit leaders on topics that can be applied to your business immediately after listening. Like what you've heard? Listen to other interviews at ambitiousradio.com or subscribe on iTunes.